Welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. And here is your host, Ryan Mack.
Welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mack. Now, Earned Wage Access has been gathering a lot of attention recently, but this offering is not just a trend and has really matured beyond the traditional gig worker business model. Now, this should really be a wake-up call for human capital companies and payroll providers looking to differentiate and integrate early wage access into their suite of product offerings, as more organizations are looking for more ways to retain employees and provide them with payment solutions that meet their lifestyle and financial needs. So to unpack how HCMs and payroll providers can integrate and offer Earned Wage Access, I have Jeannie Walden, who is the Chief Innovation and Marketing Officer at DailyPay, and Konstantin Getmanchuk, who is the Senior Vice President of Products at DailyPay. So there's certainly a lot of great insights to unpack on today's episode. So without any further delays, let's start the show. So Jeannie and Konstantin, thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. You know, I think today's episode really kind of in my mind reflects the fact that COVID-19 has played a huge impact across the entire payments ecosystem. And I'm always glad to have conversations where I sit there and go, oh yeah, I didn't think that that would also be affected, but this is affected as well too, or accelerating certain digital innovations that are already there in the marketplace or trends that were kind of appearing in the marketplace. But COVID has really kind of pushed or been the catalyst to kind of opening the eyes to everybody that's connected to the payments ecosystem of the changes that are going around and the processes that they should really adopt. And so on today's conversation or today's podcast, I really want to talk about kind of the human capital management or ACM and the payroll space in particular here, because there certainly has been some very interesting innovations. And we've had conversations with your CEO, Jason Lee, in regards to Earned Wage Access here. And I think that this kind of ties in very nicely to it, where we kind of talked about that from a very high level and kind of what's going on with the compliance and regulation side of things. And for those of you who are following along on paymentsjournal.com, we'll make sure that we provide a link to that conversation that I had with Jason in the article below. But Jeannie, I want to start with you for this first question here. So when we take a look at HCM providers, how can they ensure that their product offering is really competitive in an increasingly competitive field?
Well, Ryan, you know, working in the Earned Wage Access or the on-demand pay space, we kind of have a luxury because the market is still so open. I think at this point in time, we've seen significant growth of companies that are looking for on-demand pay and Earned Wage Access, and we probably have a good 60 to 70% of companies still not yet offering that solution, but it is a hot solution. Now, take that fact and compare it against the world that HCM companies are playing in, which is very competitive. And really, you only win a client by taking it from another organization. And there's really a perfect market fit here. HCM companies are always looking for ways to innovate and improve the services and the breadth of the offering that they're providing to their companies. And on-demand pay allows you to do just that. Solutions like DailyPay, which are being highly asked for and sought out by organizations, are a natural fit for HCM companies. HCM companies, you know, really need to keep on top of their game, especially now as companies are looking to switch to lower cost models, different types of providers, providers that can integrate more easily into their tech stack. There's so many variables as larger companies are working through the financial impacts of COVID and trying to keep their margins protected, that the HCM company needs to be on their toes more than ever. So in this competitive environment, looking for solutions that are valuable add-ons that their clients and prospects are already asking for can help with acquisition leads and targets that they need to hit, with retention that they're really striving to maintain, and also with service level satisfaction.
Yeah, I certainly think that it's very interesting to see, because I think, you know, obviously kind of the gig worker has really kind of been a driving factor in that you see more and more people, you know, that sign up, you know, either be Uber drivers or DoorDash or any type of gig work. And they've realized the experience that they get from that kind of that, hey, that on-demand pay. And it really is a good feeling. I mean, I can certainly remember being in high school and college. You know, I particularly loved being a server just because of the fact that, like, I knew at the end of the day, I was going home with cash in my pocket. And that was always a fantastic thing. And as they looked and they were like, hey, do you want to be, you know, a host or manager? And I was kind of like, Not really. I really like that cash right then and there. Like, I get paid the day that I show up to work. There was always really kind of that large benefit. And I certainly think that you're seeing a lot of people like that feeling as well too, knowing that, hey, I work for the day, I get paid for the day. And you're starting to see those behaviors kind of translate into other working environments where they kind of go, hey, I really like that. Is that offering being made available? You know, we really kind of see that kind of that the earned wage access is really kind of taking off. But it doesn't exactly sound like a light lift from kind of an implementation standpoint of it. So I'd be curious to get from your perspective, what's really the best way for HCM providers to offer kind of that on-demand pay to prospects and existing clients? And also, when you kind of take a look at it, you can go in two different directions with it here, right? You can either sign up with a fantastic partner like DailyPay, or you could build it in-house, which it can kind of be, could be a little bit complicated and costly, but I want to get from your perspective. Or really, are kind of there other third-party options for them to work with third parties, possibly?
Yeah, those are great points that you made about being a server and taking your cash home. You know, I was the same way, and it's always great to be able to walk out with money and know that you can have it available when you need it, which is something that we've seen really significantly increase during the pandemic. You know, with DailyPay, as we've been providing so many companies, you know, hundreds of companies, large companies, the ability to pay their employees as they need it and give choice and control to the employees, we started to see a really interesting trend during the pandemic, which was it wasn't just the individual worker that needed money. It was potentially someone in the household. And what I mean by that is, you know, maybe your job is fine and you're making enough money to pay your contribution to the household bills, but it could be a spouse, a roommate, a significant other that has had a negative effect throughout the pandemic. Their job was eliminated, their pay was cut temporarily or permanently, or you know, they've been on unemployment and just having a hard time finding a new role to take on. And to that, what we've seen is the household needs money. So with that, we started to see a huge increase at DailyPay of employees going to the employer as the first place to turn for financial support and financial advice. And I think the stat that we came up with in some research a few months ago showed that 67% of employees are going to look to their employer first when either them or someone in their household is being challenged financially. They're looking for advice. Now, companies that are already working with DailyPay and using our pay experience platform and the efforts that we provide and products that we provide with pay and save and even our off-cycle payments now has been fantastic. But like I said, it's an early market, and HCM companies offer the opportunity to reach many more organizations and therefore many more millions of employees that are in need of immediate access to their pay as they earn it. So an HCM company is being kind of challenged right now. They're being tasked with bringing this solution on to make it available for their clients. The employee asks the employer, what are my options and solutions? They have some expectations. They're looking for a great pay experience. The employer then goes out and seeks a solution, either working with directly with a DailyPay or reaching out to their HCM. The HCM then is challenged with exactly what you said. Do I partner with somebody like DailyPay, or do I build my own platform? And you know, we've seen people approach it very differently. I think Constantine is best to answer the question of what we've seen from a product demand and product fit perspective, as we've been working with the leading top HCM providers to do exactly what you said, which is partner, so that there can be a partnership versus a buying or building solution that makes it an immediate opportunity for companies to respond to their employees and their employees' financial needs. So Constantine, what are you seeing?
Yeah, thank you, Jeannie. And Ryan, you're absolutely right. It is actually a very big lift. And there's a few different ways companies could go about it. They could obviously build it themselves. They could partner with a company like ours through a marketplace offering, kind of a standard channel partnerships, and those work perfect. But sometimes, and what we've seen is some HCM providers are actually looking for a deeper relationship or in a deeper integration. They're interested in actually integrating the offering into their own native solution and their own native applications and products. And what we wanted to make sure is that we have an answer for them so that they don't have to take up this difficult lift of building that out themselves. And that's why we recently rolled out this, our newest offering that we call Extend PX, that really makes it very easy for HCM providers to not just offer a referral to DailyPay, but really build in the concept of DailyPay into their own products and offerings. And then even within that, there's a spectrum of how easy or complicated they want to make it. On the one end of that spectrum, it could be just a white label new solution offering that's fully packaged and where we take care of everything. And it's really just being done under a brand of the HCM. On the other end of the spectrum, we provide them a set of APIs that they could call and build in using their own technology and embed it directly into their application. We provide them the tools to run their own support, to run their own implementation and so on, but they don't have to. We could do all of that for them. And what we've actually found is that beyond just building the on-demand pay program, which is very hard, actually servicing is even harder. And so that's why we want to make sure that as part of the Extend PX offering, we do give them the tools and abilities to use our support and our implementation services and other ancillary services that we provide.
All right, here's one question that's not on the show sheet, and feel free, we can skip this one if not, but it just kind of springs to mind when we're talking about implementation. So Constantine, where you're talking about kind of the different types of implementation that you can deliver from the DailyPay team here, kind of that white label app approach or an API approach here, for those two different types of implementations, how long does it actually take from beginning to end? And maybe we could kind of start with the API version and then maybe the white label version.
Yeah, that depends a little bit on the resources and sophistication of the HCM provider. If they have a tech team that's ready to go and do the work, I think a full API build where they're embedding it directly into their own applications, it could probably be done in something like 3 to 4 months. It really depends, though, how many resources they actually contribute to that effort. You know, something like launching a white label application that's really just branding on top of DailyPay, and we're kind of taking care of everything, that could be done as quick as, you know, 4 to 6 weeks.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. No, that's good. Cause I usually like to kind of get, cause the software engineer part of my brain kind of goes like, okay, well, we're talking about integration here, but how long is this integration? Because as we've certainly seen, the payments industry itself, it moves quickly. It adopts quickly. Consumer behaviors changes, behaviors have certainly changed quickly. So if it's something that, hey, I'm thinking about, yes, I recognize that my competition that I've got have started to implement these type of things, I need to partner with somebody that can get me up and going fast. I usually like to have a good sense of timeline of like, okay, who can get me to that finish line the quickest here. But I think then that kind of brings up the whole aspect of, and Jeannie, let's start with you here with this. What really differentiates your product of Extend versus others that we're seeing in the marketplace?
Yeah, Ryan, you know, really we've seen the marketplace take on a number of different faces as it tries to solve this challenge of getting on-demand pay to the masses pretty quickly. But, you know, I've got to say, Extend PX is the first of its kind. This is the first time that DailyPay is going beyond making its service offering available to companies and moving into the broader HCM space. And as we've been, you know, working behind the scenes with the leading HCM companies to validate this model, test it out, and ensure that it does provide the comprehensive service and support needs that Constantine mentioned previously, you know, we are seeing all signs pointing to go. So Extend PX is the only solution out in the market that is offering HCM companies to choose to integrate as much or as little of the DailyPay product as they need into their ecosystem. And as Constantine and you discussed, you know, it is not a simple lift traditionally, but we are making it seamless and simple and bringing that gold standard experience to the HCM organization the same way that we do to a traditional organization and then move that down to the employee. Constantine, do you want to talk a little bit about all of the pieces that are in Extend PX. I mean, I was blown away when I saw the whole comprehensive list. And I love that we look at it kind of like a menu of there's the whole set, and then there's pieces that you might just need to supplement what you already have. But it's fantastic for a very viable, powerful solution.
Yeah, so Ryan, I think what really differentiates is one, the fact that we generally offer a gold standard approach to early wage access and access to pay. And you know, it takes forms in many different ways, everything from making 100% of the funds available to employees, allowing them to transfer instantly or next day, and then lots of different mechanisms, being able to access it anytime they want, domestic dedicated customer support, and so on and so on, and I could go on. You know, security and just how much we think about reliability and uptime of our services. All of these things are components of our gold standard approach to this space, and we want to make sure we're able to extend that to our HCM partners as part of this offering. And as part of this offering, there's lots of different components they could choose to use us for or not to use us for. As an example, we have funding that we could provide to make sure that they don't have to take a balance sheet risk, and they don't have to use their own capital to provide the services. There's a lot of risk management that actually goes into offering the service, both from fraud perspective, but actually also just from an operational perspective. Offering daily pay is complicated, operationally speaking, and there's a lot of operational risk that has to be borne by someone. And we're happy to take that risk and help our HCM partners manage that. And then finally, we mentioned this before, you know, the actual implementation connecting to the various payroll and time and attendance and HRIS systems, that's complicated and difficult. And we try to make that very simple and seamless and reliable so that those connections are up and running at all times, and that they're, you know, the way they're built, they're reliable. We're reusing what we've already done. We've connected to hundreds of different systems, and we want to make sure we translate and allow our partners to take advantage of that as well.
You know, one thing in particular I want to kind of call out that you're talking about there, Constantine, is when you talk about kind of the gold standard, one of the things that kind of really highlights in my mind is the previous conversation that I had with Jason in terms of just the compliance and regulation, because when we're kind of taking a look at the earned wage access space, it is relatively new and something that regulators in particular, you know, recently took a keen eye to and kind of understanding and putting definitions around it. And one of the things from a gold standard that I really kind of took away from that conversation is that daily pay is really positioning itself on what I would consider the correct side or the consumer benefit side of things, in that it's making sure that it meets all the compliance and regulatory needs that the CFPB has put out and said, hey, look, you know, this is how we're going to kind of define earned wage access. This is what is considered a loan and what is considered not. And I certainly saw that daily pay, in my viewpoint, from a consumer standpoint, was really on the right side and really had the right business model for that. And I think that that's something in particular that payroll providers and HCMs should really also pay attention to as well, because I think it enhances and strengthens that kind of that product offering when they go to their consumers and put that out there and they say, okay, we know that from a compliance and regulation, we're on the right side of this, so to speak, from a consumer first perspective of it. So I certainly think that that's fantastic. But it then kind of brings up the question to me of that we've seen earned wage access. It's new when you kind of take a look at the payments ecosystem as a whole, but it's not relatively new, because I think we've had, you know, services like Uber and things like that have used earned wage access for quite a bit of time now here. So the question then kind of becomes, why launch this product now of Extend PX now? And what was really kind of the catalyst for your team that kind of said, like, look, this is the tipping point. This is where we've kind of got market confirmation that this needs to come to the market.
You know, Ryan, what we're seeing in the market are clear indicators that there is no better time than right now to launch Extend PX. And our announcement of it is fairly significant. You know, over the last 5 years since Daily Pay has been around, we've seen this industry move from a questionable trend to something that's very interesting, into where we are today, which is an absolute necessity for every American worker. And that's not just to speak to the needs of the frontline workers, it also speaks to the needs of the organization. We talked earlier about the fact that, you know, close to 70% of working Americans are turning to their employer for financial advice first when they need it. And early on with the on-demand pay space, daily pay, we started to see that we were really empowering the worker to have choice and control over the money that they've earned, to access it when they need it, use it how they need it. But that's all reliant on an HCM system and a payroll system. And ExtendPX really gets to the heart of the problem inside an organization when you're wanting to add more innovative tools or techniques to any solution, but specifically around payroll. We actually eliminate the excess needs and additional work for the HR or payroll teams to offer an opportunity like this or a solution like this to their employees by partnering with the HCM and payroll company. And HCM and payroll companies are seeing this as a significant benefit. Not only are they able to improve their relationship with their existing clients by saying, hey, if you're not offering on-demand pay, we're going to bring you the absolute gold standard through our partnership with Daily Pay, and we're going to make it seamless for you. There's no additional work. We're going to work with Daily Pay on the back end and get that done for you. For new prospects, the HCM or payroll provider can now walk in and say, we've got something to offer you that others are not offering yet, really giving them a place that's near and dear to the hearts of any HR or payroll provider or worker inside a company as they're looking for new ways to support the needs of their employee. So this is really a fundamental question, but so powerful because we are collectively working together to create new innovations in a marketplace, do it seamlessly. So reducing the work and the toll and the tax on the employees in the company offering this to the employees that work for them. So whether you are at Kroger or Target, whether you're an employee of Tractor Supply or McDonald's, it doesn't matter. Now there's a solution and an offering for you that is really seamless and powerful. And we're really excited about partnering with HCM and payroll companies to extend the market fairly significantly and bring that benefit to the frontline worker.
You know, as we're talking about really kind of the launch of ExtendPX here, I'm kind of curious in terms of partners that possibly you can kind of discuss at this time, you know, maybe within beta phase or actual launch phase, in terms anybody that you can kind of publicly announce from an HCM or payroll provider side that would kind of enlighten our audience to hear to in terms of some of the individuals that are already working with your organization.
That's a great question, Ryan. And I think, you know, this is an announcement. We are not necessarily sharing every company that we're working with behind the scenes. But as Constantine mentioned, we are involved in many companies, HCM and payroll providers marketplaces. So I think you can do a quick Google search and see that if there's a top HCM provider out there, we're partnered with them and in many cases have gotten, you know, awards and placements across their marketplace platform for the level of service that we're providing. So I think we'll hold the reveal on exactly everyone that we're working with and how they're utilizing it for another day. What's more important is for us to talk about the fact that we are making the announcement that this is an available and viable solution that HCM and payroll partners and companies should look into. And they need to start looking into it now with the announcement of ExtendPX. You know, we're letting everybody know that we're here to partner with you and to enable you to build those deeper relationships with your companies, your clients, your customers, and ultimately all the employees and those hundreds of millions of hardworking employees in the United States that have been doing a phenomenal job of being dedicated to keeping the economy running as we continue to get through the pandemic.
Right now, one last question before we close out here. For those HCM providers and payroll providers that are currently not partnered with you, where can they go to learn a little bit more about this Extend PX product?
Yeah, absolutely. To learn more about Extend PX or to have a conversation with us about how it might fit for your HCM or payroll entity, you can just come to dailypay.com or you can find me on social media and reach out there, and we'll be happy to connect you with the right people on our team to have that discussion with you.
Excellent. Well, Jeannie and Constantine, thank you so much for taking the time today for speaking with me about how HCM providers and payroll providers can enable earned wage access and the Extend PX product. And I hope to have both of you back on the podcast real soon.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Ryan.